WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. The father of missing 5-year-old Dulce Alves recently started a custody fight over the girl. Dulce's mom tells NBC Philadelphia the FBI has tried to speak with the dad in Mexico. The FBI, meanwhile, has moved Dulce's disappearance to the top of their kidnapping and missing persons list. It's now been 9 days since she vanished from a Bridgeton park. She has certainly one of the most high-profile missing kids cases in the news today, but it is far from the only one. Patrick Lavery joins us live with more on that part of this story. Patrick?
In the last 21 months, Eric, covering the calendar years 2018 and 2019 to date, there are 9 New Jersey teenagers who've gone missing who still have not been found. They are 4 males and 5 females, and their descriptions do not follow a pattern. You can see pictures and those full descriptions at nj1015.com, but know that they've disappeared from the suburbs, the inner cities, up and down the state. No area is immune. Of course, 17-year-old Aviana Weaver was just found this week in Philadelphia, but the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children wants you to call with any information about any of the others at 800-THE-LOST. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. State Health Department revealing an additional 10 reports of vaping-related lung illnesses under investigation on top of 9 confirmed and 24 suspected ones. Task force hearing testimony on what to do next.
Donna Maureen, a nurse at South Brunswick High School, prefers a complete ban on e-cigarettes.
At least until we find out what the ingredients are in this. How could we have this product out on the street when we don't even know what's in it?
Eric Saw, an owner of Pure Puff Vapor Supply, says we know what's in regulated vaping products and that the health problems appear to be caused by black market THC cartridges.
Vaping's been pretty big since 2010. We haven't had an epidemic. This is the first time you're hearing about this. Vaping's huge in other countries.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
House Speaker Pelosi yielding to mounting pressure from fellow Democrats, now launching a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when the president says, Article 2 says I can do whatever I want.
Pelosi had resisted calls for impeachment, the tipping point, Trump ordering advisors to freeze $400 million in military aid for Ukraine days before a phone call with Ukraine's president. The share of New Jersey children living in areas plagued by poverty is up significantly since earlier this decade. That's in a new report this morning by the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
The foundation's Scott Spencer says their report finds 9% of New Jersey kids are living in neighborhoods of concentrated poverty.
While the national statistics have gone down of kids living in neighborhoods of concentrated poverty. In New Jersey in particular, it has gone up.
29% since the snapshot in 2012, but our current rate is better than about two-thirds of the country. The report makes several recommendations to reduce the problem's scope through increased housing options and expanded economic opportunities. Dino Falamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A pilot has been rescued, uninjured, after his plane crashed into treetops as he tried to land at a Central Jersey airport. He spent hours suspended in those trees before rescuers could figure out how to safely get to him. Ultimately, they rappelled into the trees, lowered him to the ground with the help of a pruning bucket. That plane went down around lunchtime in a remote area of Somerset County, not far from Central Jersey Regional Airport.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.